This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Can you hear me? Am I muffled? I think this is better. I thank Reverend Green for allowing me to come speak on this important issue. So, this is my normal attire when you come in and see me. This is pretty much the normal attire that the hospital staff has. We have on a mask, N95 mask. And then by CDC requirements, we have a face shield on. This is what the normal hospital people have, but I will show you what I have because I'm an intensivist. I take care of the sickest of the sick. I tell people that if they see me, they're having a bad day. You know, I just don't see everybody. But if you see me, you're having a bad day. Now, the last time I was up here speaking, if you all remember, I was talking about the young man who went to the barbershop. Do you all remember that? Went to the barbershop, came back, was at his aunt's house. But when he went to the barbershop, he didn't get a haircut. He got some other stuff. And in front of the nieces and the nephews who were small kids, he basically overdosed. And I had the experience of telling three generations, his grandfather, his father, his brother, that this young man was brain dead from going to the barbershop. I start that off to say that the same things that were out there before COVID are still out there. Fentanyl is still out there, and it's still at the barbershop, and I'll talk about that later. But I'm here to talk about COVID. I'm going to take this off right now because it's kind of interfering with what I need to talk about. So the last time I worked, three generations, it was August. The first week of August, the grandson died from COVID. He was in his 20s, late 20s. The second week of August, the grandmother died from COVID. The third week of August, the son died. One family, three generations, 4 weeks, they all went to the barbecue. Nobody was vaccinated. What we're seeing now are the people who are dying are the people who have been unvaccinated. I just don't understand. Unvaccinated. So I'm going to give you USA facts as of 16 September 2021. In the US, we average about 3,000 deaths per day. This church would be wiped out. You know, I don't think we have 3,000 members, maybe we do, but everyone in here would be wiped out in one day from COVID. COVID is the leading cause of death in the United States at this point. More than 7,600 people in Louisiana have died from COVID. That's more deaths than caused by accidents, strokes, diabetes combined in Louisiana. So because I have limited time. I want to hit about 15 points. Don't get mad at me, Rev. The 15 points here. Let's talk about some things so that we can clarify, because words have meaning and we need to understand what these things are. You hear that the vaccine is safe and effective. FDA, Federal Drug Administration, grants full approval for the vaccine that is safe and effective and pure by clinical trials. Initially, when the vaccine came out, it was authorized. And so it was authorized for emergency use, which was technically not approved yet. So people were saying, well, I'm not taking the vaccine because it's not FDA approved. Well, now it's FDA approved. And people said, I'm not taking the vaccine because they did it too fast. Well, right? All three COVID vaccines in the U.S. were approved for use. That is no longer an excuse. Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer. I gotta adjust this a little bit so I can scroll down. Okay. No, this is good. As you know, you do not need insurance to get the vaccine, so that's not an issue about you don't have the money or it costs, okay? Your insurance may be billed, but the vaccine is paid for. So that takes that off the table about I don't have insurance, I can't get the vaccine. Clinical trials have shown that the Pfizer and the Moderna COVID vaccines are 95% effective. Johnson & Johnson is 85% effective. For all people across all subgroups, meaning that there isn't any exception, all subgroups have been approved. That includes racial and ethnic minorities, and hear this part, people with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and chronic pulmonary diseases. Those are the four things that affect the Black, African American, Hispanic community. It's covered: obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and chronic pulmonary diseases. Now people say, well, it's not 100%. We do not need 100%. What that means is that I told you it was 95%. That is a very, very high rate of effectiveness. It means that the COVID vaccine works very well. Comparison to the flu vaccine is 40%. Everybody gets the flu, that's 40%. I'm telling you that something is 95%. Whether we know it or not, when you take home your pay, you're taking home about 95% if you're lucky. So it's not something new. So we shouldn't have any consternation with that. Now, if we were taking home 40% of our pay, we'd have some consternation with that. But, you know, we're taking home 95%. All three vaccines are 100% effective at preventing serious hospitalizations and deaths. That's where I come in. You don't want to see me. I'm telling you, because I'm going to be the last person you see. We're going to talk about that. This is our most important goal right now, okay? The CDC says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines reduce the risk of infection by 80% after one dose. 80% reduction after your first dose, and then 90% after your second dose. And we'll keep updating that, but that's a pretty good rate. So let's talk about people who get the first dose and get a delay for whatever reason to get the second dose. We advise against delaying the second dose, but things happen. Okay, as with other vaccines, because we have had vaccines in our lifetimes, the second dose is kind of a booster shot, and so you increase your protection further by teaching your body what the virus looks like. But if you are delayed in getting that second dose, it will delay full protection. But once you get that second dose, you're fully protected. So again, that first dose is going to give you 80. That second dose comes in and cleans up and give you that other 20%. Let's talk about the booster. They're talking about it. You hear people talking about who's getting the booster. There are special populations that are to get the booster at this point in time. I think we will all get the boosters within the next 6 months or so, but right now there's only special populations that are designed to get those booster shots. And we talk about people with high risk of severe disease and contained populations, probably the nursing home patients, patients that are prisons where they're contained and quarantined, institutions that have special needs where they're confined. Right now, they're considered the high populations, probably healthcare workers. I thought I would be getting my booster shot in September. I've been put on hold, so the healthcare workers are not considered that special population yet. We will be. But right now, that's who's getting the boosters. So I want to talk about that. Let's talk about mixing doses. Well, I got the Pfizer, I want to get the Moderna. We don't recommend that you mix doses. However, and there's very little data on the safety of mixing doses. So stick with what you got. So if you got Moderna, stick with Moderna. If you got Pfizer, stick with Pfizer at this point in time. We don't have all the information. They talked about immunity. COVID vaccines are new. Technically, we've only been doing this a year. We do not have, no one has long-term data. We're learning data as we go through. And so there's going to be more time needed to talk about it, but we talk about the immunity. We don't know how long it lasts. I suspect it might be like the flu, where every year you have to get a flu shot. I think for a while every year you may have to get this COVID vaccine shot. And I can't remember, but I think certain populations, there's a pneumonia shot out there. And I don't know if it's yearly or every other year. But this is not anything new. The frequency of vaccines are not new. So let's talk about some of the myths. I just heard, now I don't know if it's Nicki Minaj or not, but Nicki was out there making the news out there about why she couldn't go to the VMA awards. We know the real reason, but she was talking about related to the shots. Okay, I think it was the cousin twice removed who had some sexuality issues. COVID ain't got nothing to do with that, okay? I ain't got nothing to do with that. It doesn't make things fall off. He had it before. The COVID didn't make it go away. If it went away, it was because something else he did. All right? It had nothing to do with COVID. So we want Nicki to sit down to the left, have a seat. Fertility. I heard that, affects fertility. COVID does not affect fertility. How do I know? You see all these pregnant people walking around who's been in the house? Okay, something's working. It does not affect fertility. All right, pregnancy. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Society for Maternal and Fetal Medicine, the CDC says pregnant women can take the vaccine. Pregnant women are at increased risk for COVID-19 complications. If you get it and you're pregnant and you see me, at this point in time, there's gonna be two deaths, yours and the baby's, because you have high risk of complications. We can't fix that. September 19th, 2021, we cannot fix that, okay? So health experts believe that the risk of infection outweighs the risk of getting the vaccine. Get the vaccine. Pediatrics. I'm not a pediatrician, so I had to call a couple folks last night, but I do know the vaccine is recommended for 12 and older. Protect your children. All I have to say is that, you know, protect your children. Now, remember when I talked about authorization and approval? The drugs are authorized, but they're working on getting approval. The risk outweigh. Now, children do well with the vaccine. I know you hear every day about the news likes to sensationalize that, you know, this kid died and that kid died. Yes, there are going to be some deaths. But I always say, and what's the rest of the story? You know, was this a healthy kid? Did this kid have some other things? That may be the case. But again, get the vaccine for your kids. So the other question people ask in our community, you know, how common is it to get the COVID-19 variant if you've been vaccinated? There's going to be some breakthrough. But I will tell you this, you won't see me. You might be a little sick, but you're going to be at home. You will survive it. So, yes, there's going to be some breakthroughs, but you live to see another day. Get the vaccine. So people say, well, I've already had the COVID variant. I don't need the vaccine. Not true. Not true, okay? There's not enough information out here yet to say that you have natural immunity. And if you do, we don't know how long this lasts. This disease is only 2 years old. We do not have long-term data. What am I going to say? Get the vaccine. Now we want to talk about these long-term side effects. Again, we don't know. You know, as we go along, we don't know about the vaccine. What I can tell you is that the people who have COVID, their lives are forever altered because we talk about the COVID lung, and that's a real entity. And it's almost like having COPD or asthma, emphysema, and, you know, you can't talk, you can't walk, and you most certainly can't work because you just can't get the lungs because the lungs are stiff. And so it's like having emphysema. Oh, and you're only 38 years old. Wow. So it's not like that. Coming up on flu season, you need to get the flu shot. If you, out of any time in history, you still need to get the flu shot. All right. Mask. I know we're tired of wearing masks, but it's a part of our life. When you wear the mask, you need to wear it correctly. Okay? This is not correct. This is not correct way to wear it. This is not the correct way to wear it. Okay? You need to have it over your nose and your mouth. Now, there's different textures of mask. And I have my N95 on because I'm coming from the job and I'm going to go back. But the little soft blue ones, you know, when you breathe in and out, they suck in and out and you want to pull it down. Or if you wear glasses, they steam up. And so you need to the vent. But as we get better, there's different type of mask and you can adjust it so that you can breathe. I know I am speaking and I'm not being a correct role model, but you need to have both straps up to get that seal. So have both of them over the ears and wear the mask correctly. Let's talk a little bit about the Delta variant. Let me tell you this. That is a serious variant out here. Reverend Green talked about the plagues and getting God's getting our attention. You know, people think, okay, I got through last year. I'm safe. I can breathe. This Delta is, I don't know, a monster, a beast on steroids. This Delta, well, let me go back to last year. Last year, what we call herd medicine, and you know, you talk about animal herds, in medicine, we talk about people in herds just for the numbers and what they do. The virus came through and took out the old, the weak, and the ill. The first wave. Delta? Delta has said, you know what? I don't want those folks. Let me go to their children. Let me hit those 50-year-olds. I have pronounced death certificates more 50-year-olds than I ever want to in 2021. It's absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. And this Delta, these deaths come hard. They come fast. Patients crash. 36 hours, ain't nothing I can do. But at 36 hours, I'm telling you, this past week we've had a death a day, and everybody was, I think my youngest was 33, and the others are in their 50s. That's our, in the U.S., that's our working population. Nope, 50-year-olds aren't ready to retire. 50-year-olds have children that are 15, 12. The ones that I'm seeing are the breadwinners of the family. That breadwinner is dying. That family just got put into the poverty level. When you want to start thinking about it, this was the guy that paid the mortgage. No, this was the guy that paid the rent. This was the guy that paid all that, all those things that were not paid. This is the guy that was doing that. Now he's gone. He's gone. The family may have 6 months if they're lucky, but what did they say? Everybody's one paycheck away from poverty? Okay. And as I talked about that three generation, that last one that died, the 50-year-old, and his wife is crying in my arms, and she looked up at me and said, "What am I going to do?" And I know what she meant. I mean, I could see it. That was the first time I ever thought about the economic impact of what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my house, my kids. How are we going to eat? Because the breadwinner had died. He didn't want to take the vaccine. Delta, highly contagious. It's a new strain. It's more contagious than the other, and it's easily transmitted. The symptoms are the same as the original version. However, people are sicker, quicker, faster, younger, and they die harder. And it seems to have a greater affinity for the respiratory tract. The first wave, people died from sepsis and renal failure. This time, they're just dying strictly from the lung disease. They don't even get that far along. It's affecting the unvaccinated patients more. Delta is. And all my guys that have died were unvaccinated. You know, I don't know what to say. There's nothing that any healthcare worker can say. You know, when you're dying, because when you're seeing me, you're dying, I'm not going to ask you, why didn't you get the vaccine? That's like asking somebody in their third trimester of pregnancy, why didn't you take birth control? I can't help you in that third trimester. So, you know, we go back to say, you need that vaccine. Johnson & Johnson. Now, I think you've heard in the news that there's some question about the effectiveness of Johnson & Johnson against the Delta variant. They're still coming out with the information. Here's the other thing. Again, Reverend Green, we talked about the plagues. There's another one on the loom, Lambda, almost like a hurricane. Can't tell you what Lambda's going to do. Can't tell you what population is going to pick. But we know what COVID-19 SARS did. We know what Delta is doing. Lambda's coming through, so there's some loopholes. You know, it's gonna come through, and it's gonna pick up the loopholes. For all I know, it's gonna, you know, pick out women. We don't know, but it's out there. There's all this argument about where did SARS come from. We do know that Delta originated in India. So we do know that. Last thing coming up, I want to talk about monoclonal antibodies. I think you've heard that. That's probably the newest thing we have out there, because I will tell you this. We are no further along with medication and treatment in September of 2021 than we were in September 2019. We don't have nothing. We have steroids and remdesivir. That's it. People who qualify for remdesivir, because everybody thinks, oh, I get it. No, you don't always get it. Depends on what you have going on with your body and your system. It's not automatic. You know, we'll give you steroids, but that's it. And then I hate to say, those who survive will survive, and those who don't, do not. That's all we have. So most recently, they've come out with the monoclonal antibodies. I think our former president, who came on national TV and was touting about he had gotten the antibodies before we had numbers, is out there now for everybody. Louisiana received its first dosing in November 12th of 2020. And the key here is that you must get it like within the first 10 days of your symptoms. When you come see me, I'm not giving a monoclonal antibody because you're in your third trimester of pregnancy. This has to happen on the outside with your primary care person. And then there's only certain centers that give it. And so you actually have to be referred to those clinics that are giving these antibodies for people to receive. So you gotta check in with your healthcare providers. Now I'm gonna do a quick demonstration, and I need everybody to participate in this. I need somebody to get an alarm clock, because I need you to set it up for 2 minutes, because you're gonna do that while I do my other thing. Got an alarm? Okay, so what I want you guys to do is that you're going to pinch your nose, hang on, and put your hand over your mouth. When we say go, and I want you to keep breathing, we're gonna do this for 2 minutes because I want you to feel what it feels like before I walk in the room to do what I'm gonna do. So are you ready? So pinch your nose and hands tight, go.